Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. A very special thanks to everyone who helped make my father's 91st birthday yesterday a real blessing to him and to the family. It was a great day, and thank you so much for the emails and all the comments on social media. He was blessed by it. Thank you. Thank you. Some years ago, while waiting for an airplane flight, I had the pleasure of meeting Jim Nabors. He's known to millions as Gomer Pyle, whose character was made famous on the Andy Griffith Show. And by the way, he sounds totally different in real life. Gomer was, he also had his own TV show. He was famous for saying, "Surprise, surprise, surprise." Now, that seems to be happening, or what's happening around us on a daily basis. But here's a revelation. Despite the changing political and financial landscape, God is not surprised for what's happening on planet Earth, and that includes every detail in your life. Our Heavenly Father may be disappointed by some of the things he sees going on, but he's not surprised or caught off guard in the least. The majority of people are hurting, fearful, unsure, and that includes those who attend church every time the door is open. An atmosphere of doubt seems to be in fear, doubt and fear, seem to be so pervasive right now.
At least from many partners that we hear from.
That's correct. If you're expecting the dawn of each new day to bring more unsettling news, then you won't be disappointed. Like Job, the thing that you dread will come upon you.
Job 3, verse 25. Says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me."
It's important to realize that expectation can be positive or negative. You can expect the immediate manifestation for seed that you've sown. That's positive. However, you can also doubt that you'll ever receive a harvest for what you've sown. That's a negative expectation, and, well, you'd also be right. You can expect a promotion that you worked hard to achieve, and that's positive. However, if you believe that someone else always gets your promotions, even though you deserve them, that's a negative expectation, and again, you'd be right. You can expect God's healing virtue to flow over you, and that's positive. However, if you doubt that divine healing is for today, that's a negative expectation, and you'd be right. Whatever you expect is exactly what you will manifest in your life. Positive or negative, good or bad, expect His best, and you won't be disappointed. If you expect bad news, if you live in with a worst-case scenario mentality, that's exactly what you're going to get. Malcolm Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine, once said, "If you expect nothing, you have not to be surprised. You'll get it." If anybody in the world should have reasons for optimism about the future, it's the born-again, blood-washed, spirit-filled, sanctuary-running, word-quoting, Bible-thumping child of God.
Amen.
Yes, you may be going through stuff at the moment, but at least you're going through it. And soon we'll be on the other side of your mountain of adversity. God is not surprised by what's going on in your life. Write that down. In fact, let's say it again, a little different. God is not surprised by what's going on in my life. Or you can even personalize. God is not surprised by what's going on in Bev Herring's life. That's you, baby.
Amen.
Personalize that. Write it down. Carry it with you. Put it on your screensaver. Put it on a note card. Carry it with you.
And the best thing about that is the fact that God always wants good things for his children. We just line up with the Word of God, keep confessing it no matter what, and the Lord will always bring good things. I mean, he wants
he will.
Things for his children.
See, the question is, when trouble comes to visit our homes, what's our response? Do we pull closer to him or revert to the escapism of television or other addictive habits, such as a prolonged rendezvous with Ben and Jerry's ice cream? As I was meditating on this, God led us, we were meditating. God led us to four scriptures to share with you.
2 Samuel 22, verse 17 in the Message Bible says, "But me he caught, reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of that ocean of hate, that enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved."
Great scripture. If you felt like you've been hit when you're already down, behind on mortgage payments due to layoffs or sickness, then be encouraged by the Word. The God of heaven and earth will stick with you. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Be encouraged by Job 5, verse 8 in the Message Bible. If you do not have a Message Bible, you can go to BibleGateway.com. And look up the scripture. Maybe write it down. Put it on a tablet, smartphone, legal pad, whatever you have. It's powerful. And this is what the scripture says in Job 5, verse 8, Message Bible. "What a blessing when God corrects you. If I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. I'd throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to his surprises. He gives rain, for instance, across the wide earth, sends water to irrigate the fields. He raises up the down and out, gives firm footing to those sinking in grief. He aborts the schemes of conniving crooks so that none of their plots come to term. He catches the know-it-alls in their conspiracies, all that intricate intrigue, swept out with the trash. Suddenly they're disoriented, plunged into darkness. They can't see to put one foot in front of the other. But the downtrodden are saved by God.
Hallelujah.
Saved from the murderous plot, saved from the iron fist, and to the poor continues hope while injustice is bound and gagged."
Honey, this passage of scripture in Job tells us seven things we should do if we're hit by a surprise enemy attack. All in that verse, that scripture you just read. First, go straight to God. Second, ask for his mercy. Three, expect him to supply every need. Four, remember God lifts up those who are down. Five, remember that God does not tolerate financial foolishness and cheats. Six, know God will save you when all seems lost. And seven, expect him to surprise you with his goodness. I want you to fast forward four chapters to Job 9:1. Job 9:1 in the Message Bible. And listen to this. It will encourage you and fill you with anticipation and expectation.
Job 9, verse 1 in the Message Bible says, "We'll never comprehend all the great things he does. His miracle surprises can't be counted."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But child of God, that's right. You must be proactive in bringing these miracle surprises into your life. Our prayer is for you that you will recall and remember every promise God has made to you in his word. Just as I'm praying for them to be manifested in your life and fulfilled in 2018.
Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 15 in the Message Bible says, "So friends, take a firm stand, feet on the ground and head high. keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with the gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech.
Hallelujah. You mean Jesus?
What? No, good.
May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out and loved and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your work, enliven your speech. What can God do for you? Well, based on that scripture, here are seven things that God will surprise you with. Number one, he'll reach out to you in unconditional love. Number two, help you now and forever. Number three, give you confidence to tackle any challenge or opportunity. Number four, wipe away all your sins and give you a fresh heart. Number five, empower you for your job, wherever and whatever that may be. Number six, anoint your lips to speak the words that he gives you and speak his word. Number seven, enable you to stand your ground with your head held high, confident in his ability to do what he says he will do. God is not surprised by what's going on in your world or anywhere else. That's an absolute fact. And here's an absolute scriptural fact. God's just waiting for us not to be surprised by what he'll do for us when we get out of our boat and start walking over the waves of doubt and fear. God will pull you up out of everything that would pull you down, and that should be no surprise to you. Wow. God will pull us up out of everything.
Not try to pull us down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
One more thing. There's no such thing as a surprise miracle. When you believe for it, sow for it, plan for it, confess it, anticipate it. Then the manifestation of the thing you've most desired from your Heavenly Father will come to pass. And my friends, our friends, that should be no surprise. That should be no surprise at all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And while you're on the website, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. Hallelujah. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking those rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.